small predators, rats and mice, lice, bed bugs, what would you call them?
Vomit. Yeah, vomit. we mostly call them these possums, you know, the ones that get after our chickens. And we used to have chickens. We used to have them too, but I can't tell you this story because the tape's about to run out.
No, it's not. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you, Miss Mildred, you know, times were hard, and she had about 100 laying hens, and a fella came to me one day and said, "You want to go to a chicken fight?" And I said, "Sure do." And it was on Sunday, you know, and so we went out to a chicken fight, and I had a big time. All you hear was just a rooster crow occasionally, and somebody said, "Dollar on that one, $2 on this one," and that's all it was to it, you know. And these chickens, they'd get them, you know, and they'd fight. And so on this Monday morning after we'd been down there cockpit on Sunday, the judge of Spear Court got up there and he charged the grand jury. And he said, "Gentlemen of this grand jury, I have been reliably informed that they had been operated in this county, contrary to the law of Georgia, within the in hearing distance of a Baptist church or a cockpit." And he went on and told them what I ought to do. And I'd been going down there. And oh, man, I came home that night, I told him, I said, "Miss Mildred, you said every darn chicken you got."
Did you get caught?
Yes, sir. I didn't want to see any more chicken. Well, I went for 6 months, I wouldn't eat one.
Okay. What about the bushy-tailed animals in the treetops in the city streets? What color are they?
You talking about a coon?
Well, what color are they?
Well, they're gray and white, have white stripes across their face. If you're talking about a coon, and they stay in the treetop.
What else?
You mean what else stay in the treetop? Animals?
Mm-hmm. Bushy-tailed.
Well, no, squirrels stay up there sometimes.
All right, what about some more colors of squirrels?
You have gray squirrels and red squirrels. And that's all I know, gray and red.
All right, have you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
No.
Okay. What is like, kind of like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees?
Chipmunk.
Okay, can you describe what it looks like, where it lives, what part of the country?
We have some of them around here, but no, I can't describe them. Okay. Don't think I ever saw one.
What, name all the kinds of fish that you can catch around here.
Well, one time we could catch eels, but since so many ponds have been built, the eels can't get up here anymore. But we catch bass, we catch trout, we catch panfish, we catch catfish, three or four kinds of catfish. They have the channel cats, and the mud cats, and the blue cats, and the pond cats, and have shell crackers, and bluegill.
Okay, what about some of the kinds of seafood that we commonly eat?
Oh, boy, I like oysters.
That's your favorite, yeah.
Yeah, I like oysters, and I like shrimp, and I like Spanish mackerel. I believe they were my favorite.
Okay. What is the name of the little frogs that you hear in the spring?
Well, that's probably a rain frog. Of course, we have the bullfrogs, and he sounds a whole lot bigger than he really is. And then we have the toad frogs, and then we have the tree frogs, the rain frog.
Okay. What are the things that you dig to go fishing with?